Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, I would like to teach you how to say angel in Chinese. We have Leah Taronsky. Leah, she was an angel investor and she is also the co-founder and COO of Avron. Hi, Leah, 你好。
你好。
Right, angel investing. Can you explain what that is to the audience?
So angel investing is when you meet somebody who's trying to build a company, an entrepreneur, and they have an idea that they are trying to get off the ground. But to get the idea off the ground, you need to hire people, you need to get equipment, you need to do certain things to even, you know, start making it happen. So that is when you invest some money so they can actually get their business off the ground before they have anything.
Right. And I guess in many cases, probably most angels, they are able to be an angel to invest in the money. That means that they are probably quite successful on their own right. So they could be the mentor of the entrepreneurs or the funders. And then there's a collective effort to bring up the higher chance of success.
That's right. So you often also help with advice and, you know, connections and introductions and help in other ways than just capital.
Mm-hmm. So the way to say angel in Chinese, we say 天使。
天使。
Yeah, 天使。
天使。
Exactly. And the two words, 天 is the first one. That means the sky, the heaven. 天。
天。
Yeah. The pronounces like T-I-A-N, first tones, we make it very flat and imagine everything in the sky and the heaven is all peaceful. So we keep our voice very calm. 天.
天.
Yeah. And then the second word, 使.
使.
使 is a third tone. So we make some effort to go down first and then up. 使.
使.
使 is the combination between two characters. First, we have the person on the left, and then on the right-hand side, that's a symbol representing official.
Ah.
So the person is the official something to do what? To deliver a message. So 使 together, person and official together, that means message.
Interesting.
So 天使, the sky messenger, yeah, the heaven messenger, is the angel.
天使.
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 Yeah, 天使. So in the angel investing, I remember many, many years ago, when I was still like a young kid and I first time heard about angel investors, I thought, are those people especially nice?
Ah!
That's why you call them angel investors. And now, of course, we understand they are not there to be nice. They are there to be effective.
They are. And also now you have so many tools that actually you don't have to be particularly wealthy to do so either. You can invest, you know, as low as, a few hundred dollars, if you like.
Yeah.
So sometimes like I rather invest in other entrepreneurs than in shoes.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. And then as you mentioned, a lot of tools, like they break down into small shares, like a teeny weeny shares, and you can spread the risk at the same time when you have such a variety of choices.
That's right. And it enables, almost everyone to participate and be part of the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the same as in Chinese, when we say 天使, if that's an article about finance, about business, about entrepreneurship, without saying investor behind angel, people know we are talking about angel investors or angel investing. But if that's an article about religions, about supernatural stuff, about spiritual stuff, then we know here angel is angel. The usage of 天使 in Chinese is identical as the ones we used in English.
Hmm, interesting.
Okay, so then there are different types of angels. There's some archangel. And in this case, we only need to add the character for big in front of angel. So we say 大天使。
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 大天使。And then there are some little angels in terms of the hierarchy in the heaven. So we call them 小天使。
小天使。
Yeah, 小 is small or little. And we not only just use 小天使 in this context, you can call your daughter 小天使. Of course, there's no religious context. It just shows, you're my little baby, my little sweet pie. That's a sort of similar thing. You are my 小天使.
小天使.
Yeah, so in a lot of Chinese families, even if they are Buddhist or they are atheist, they may still call their little ones the sweetie pie 小天使.
小天使.
Yep, so you can call your little daughter, 7.5 months old, you can call her 小天使, and that's really sweet.
That's wonderful. I'll try that today.
Okay, 小天使. So we can say heaven up there. We say 天堂.
天堂.
Yeah, 天 is still the sky, and 堂 is like the big auditorium, the big hall. Yeah, so the sky auditorium is the heaven. 天堂.
天堂.
Yeah, 天堂. So when we talk about angel investing, sometimes we do put investor behind angel. So we say 投资人.
投资人.
Yeah, 投资人.
投资人.
Yeah, 资 means resource or capital. And 投, that means to throw something. And here, to throw is not something, oh, I throw things away, that type of randomness. Here, that means like when you, for example, you throw the ball for baseball, you need to be quite precise. And you may still miss, but you have all the good intention and technique and training to make sure that you hit on the right target. So 投, that means to throw something onto some target. So 投资, that means to throw the resource onto certain things. That means to invest. 投资.
投资.
Yeah. And the person whose job is investing, we say 投资人.
投资人.
Yeah. 人 is person. And if you remember the quite well-known Chinese character, person is the two strokes with a person with a little head and then walking. And that's the person, the same 人.
人.
人. Yeah, 人. So 投资人 is the investor.
投资人.
投资人. Yeah, and as an angel investor, we say 天使投资人.
天使投资人.
Yeah, 天使投资人.
天使投资人.
That's it. So 天使投资人 is the angel investor. To say angel investing is even easier. Just get rid of person. So that's 天使投资.
天使投资.
天使投资. Can you share with us to become a successful 天使投资人? What is required?
I mean, it's very hard to become a successful one because the vast majority of early stage ventures, they fail.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, you need to be comfortable first with that and kind of, you know, only invest what you feel like you can't lose, and because you want to see something happen in the world, you want to, you know, help bring something, you know, do everything you can to help bring a vision to the world. But you might have to be prepared that might not turn out that way.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then especially when we hear all the successful stories, and in fact, behind the successful stories, 99% are probably less successful.
That's absolutely right. But other than that, I think, you know, focusing on the team, how good they are, on market trends, where is this going? How is human behavior evolving? Is this something tapping into the changing behavior? Is this something that's kind of a growing market? Is it something that's a big problem that you're solving for people? You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Leah, for sharing with us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Today we talk about angel, 天使. To say angel investor, 天使投资人. Angel investing, 天使投资. Great. Thank you so much, Leah. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to come back tomorrow for more Talk Chinese. 再见. Bye, Leah.
Bye. Thank you for having me.